It is a privilege and an honor to be able to speak for you today.
主，我哋觉得系我哋嘅特权同埋荣耀，可以喺为你传讲信息。
And I pray that the words and the thoughts that I share with this people will be pleasing in your sight.
我哋希望今日向你嘅百姓所传讲嘅信息系得你嘅喜悦。
And I pray that your spirit would speak through me to convey your message to our hearts and minds.
我哋求你嘅灵透过秘牧师可以传讲到出嚟，系向人嘅心灵系讲出信息。
And I pray in Jesus' name.
我嘅祷告系奉耶稣基督嘅名。
You remember the story of Moses?
你都记得摩西嘅故事啊
？As a baby, he was found in a basket on the river.
佢做婴孩嘅时候咧，佢就喺一个河中一个篮里边。
He was adopted by the daughter of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt.
佢系俾埃及嘅王法老嘅女儿咧收养。
And then he was raised in the household of Pharaoh, the king.
然后咧喺法老王嘅王宫嘅家里边咧系长大。
And he was well educated.
佢咧受过高深教育。
Moses came to know that his heritage was Hebrew and not Egyptian.
但后来咧，摩西咧就发现佢嘅血脉咧其实系希伯来人，唔系埃及人。
And one day he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew slave.
有一日你见到埃及人咧就喺度责打一个希伯来嘅奴隶。
And he became angry and he rose up and he killed that Egyptian.
咁摩西就好嬲，佢就起嚟咧就打死嗰个埃及人。
And then he was found out and so he had to flee for his life.
咁跟住佢嘅谋杀案咧俾人揭发咗，所以咧佢就要逃命啦。
And he became a shepherd in another country.
咁佢喺另外一个国家里边咧做牧羊人。
But God heard the prayers of his people as slaves down there in Egypt.
但系咧，神咧听到咧佢嘅百姓喺埃及为奴嘅百姓嘅祷告。
And so the Lord decided it was time for him to deliver them from their slavery.
咁神就觉得咧，应该系时候佢要拯救佢嘅百姓啦。
So now God needed a leader to lead his people out of Egypt.
咁神咧需要一个领袖啊，去带佢嘅百姓离开埃及。
So you remember how Moses, God spoke to Moses through the burning bush.
咁大家都记得啦，神咧透过火烧嘅荆棘丛中向摩西显现。
And when God told Moses what he wanted him to do, Moses said, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh to bring the sons of Egypt, of Israel out of Egypt?"
当神咧叫摩西咧带以色列人出埃及咧，摩西嘅反应就系、是。我是什么人呢？竟能去见法老，将以色列人从埃及领出来呢？
God simply said, "I will be with you."
神的简单的答案就是我必与你同在。
Moses did not seem to be as afraid of facing Pharaoh as he was that the people of Israel would not accept him as their leader.
其实呢，摩西最担心呢，不是说去见法老，而最担心就是他自己的国民呢，不接受他做领袖。
And this is in Exodus 4, if you want to follow along.
这个在出埃及记第四章，如果你想揭圣经的话。
And he said to God, "They will not believe me."
摩西回答说，他必不信我。
They will not listen to my voice.
他们也不听我的话。
And they will say, "The Lord did not appear to you."
必定会说呢，耶和华并没有向你显现。
And Moses really didn't want to go.
摩西呢，真是不想去的。
He said, "Oh, my Lord, I pray, send somebody else."
佢向耶和华向神话，哎，唔该你啦，派过第二个啦。
And I've prayed that prayer a few times myself.
我自己人生中咧都有同样嘅向神嘅要求好多次。
God calls you to do something, and you say, "Lord, isn't there somebody else can do this?"
当神咧要派我做一样嘢嗰时咧，我反应都系话，神啊，可能有第二啲人比我更适合啦，派过第二个啦。
But God finally persuaded him to go.
但神呢，终于说服到摩西啦，去。
And Aaron went with him when he confronted Pharaoh.
咁佢哥哥亚伦呢，都陪住佢啊，去面对法老王。
And in Exodus 5.
咁出埃及记第五章。
He said to Pharaoh, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, let my people go."
佢哋两个对法老讲啊，耶和华以色列神这样说，用我的百姓去在旷野向我守节。
But Pharaoh said, "Who's the Lord?"
但法老话，耶和华是谁
？That I should heed his voice and let Israel go.
使我听他的话，用以色列人去呢
？I do not know the Lord.
我不认识耶和华。
And moreover, I will not let Israel go.
我也不容許以色列人去。
So Pharaoh increased the burden of work on these slaves.
咁啊，見完法老之後咧，法老咧仲增加以色列人嘅勞苦。
And they became angry at Moses.
咁啊，以色列人咧就憎死摩西啦。
They said to Moses, "Look at the trouble you've got us into."
摩西，你搞到我哋咁麻煩，你幾慘啊，累到我哋。
God promised Moses that he would strike the Egyptians.
但係神應承咧，摩西咧，佢會擊打嗰啲埃及人。
And he told Moses that he would make Moses like a god to Pharaoh.
佢咧應承咧，摩西會令佢咧喺埃及人面前咧，好似神一樣。
So that Pharaoh would let his people go.
咁終於法老王咧要讓希伯來人咧離開。
But God also warned Moses that this would not be easy.
但係神咧都提醒摩西咧，警告佢咧，呢樣唔係容易做嘅事啊。
The Lord told Moses that the Pharaoh would not listen to him.
佢話神話俾摩西聽咧，埃及一定唔係咁輕易聽你嘅説話。
And his heart would be hard.
佢嘅心咧會硬。
So then Moses went again to Pharaoh.
咁啊，摩西又再見法老啦。
And he warned Pharaoh that if he did not let God's people go, thus says the Lord, by this you shall know that he is the Lord.I will strike the water in the Nile River with a rod in my hand, and it shall turn to blood.
摩西咧提醒埃及法老咧，佢話：如果你唔用以色列人去咧，神會喺我面前咧，會懲罰你。我會用我嘅杖咧打埃及人嘅水，佢就會變成血啦。
And the water in the Nile River, all the fish will die.
咁埃及嘅河咧變成。尼羅河變成血咧，所有啲魚咧死曬。
And the water will not be drinkable.
咁啲水咧就唔飲得。
Then in Exodus 7.
咁喺出埃及記第七章。
The plagues began.
十災難咧就開始啦。
And the water turned to blood.
水變成血。
And no one could drink it.
冇人可以飲到水啦。
But Pharaoh said, "No, I will not let them go."
但係法老咧依然話唔會啊，我唔可以放佢哋走啊。
Then came the frogs.
然後咧青蛙嚟啦。
The frogs infested the land.
個青蛙咧遍滿全地。
But Pharaoh said, "No, I will not let them go."
但係法老咧依然心硬，話我唔會放佢哋走。
And then the gnats swarmed on all the people and their animals.
然後咧嗰啲虱咧就嚟啦。所有人同埋牲畜咧都成身都係虱。
I know from personal experience that gnats can drive you crazy.
我本身經歷過咧，俾有虱喺身咧就係。整到你發曬癲嘅，好辛苦。
But Pharaoh still said, "No, I will not let them go."
但係法老咧依然係可以好硬噶嘛，我唔都係唔放佢哋走。
Then came the swarms of flies.
然後咧烏蠅嚟啦。
Pharaoh still said, "No."
法老咧仲撐得住喎，唔得。
All sorts of plagues, one after the other.
咁啊，十個災難一個接住一個。
The cattle died.
嗰啲牲畜咧就病死。
Pharaoh still said no, no, no.
法老心硬，依然話唔得，唔放。
Everybody got boils all over their bodies.
然後咧，所有啲人咧成身生曬瘡。
And Pharaoh still would not listen.
法老咧依然聽話。
Moses said to Pharaoh, "God says to you, 'Let my people go.'"
咁咧，摩西就對法老講：你讓我啲百姓去。
Or I will send even more plagues on you and your people.
如果唔係更大嘅災難咧，就會喺你同埋你啲人民身上噶啦。
So that you will know that I am the Lord.
讓你知道咧，我就係耶和華。
And you will know my power.
你會知道我嘅大能。
And you will see my name declared throughout all the earth.
你會睇到咧，我嘅名咧喺全地裏邊被稱頌。
Then hail and lightning came.
然後有。爆啊！有閃電
，kill the plants and the animals。
所有啲植物啊，同埋牲畜咧，全部死曬。
And finally, the Pharaoh said he sent for Moses and Aaron。
咁最後咧，法老咧就話：，你打發人叫召見摩西啦，亞倫啦。
And Pharaoh said, "I have sinned."
法老話：，這次我犯了罪啦。
The Lord is in the right, and I and my people are in the wrong。
耶和華係公義嘅，我同我嘅百姓咧就邪惡嘅。
Ask the Lord to stop the hail and the lightning, and I will let you go.
你叫咧耶和華停止嗰啲雷轟同埋冰雹啦，我就放容你們去啦。
But then Pharaoh changed his mind again, and his heart was hard.
跟住好快咧，法老咧又改變主意啦，佢個心又是硬起上嚟啦。
This is amazing.
啊，真係好出奇噶。
All of these plagues.
咁多嘅災難。
And he had, you must understand that Pharaoh had 600,000 slaves.
你要明白咧，法老咧手下有600,000嘅奴隸。
This was a tremendous workforce for him and his land.
啊，咁啊，對於佢嘅地方嚟講，佢好需要呢啲工人嘅。
So you can understand why he didn't want to just let them go.
啊，咁你又明白咧，佢點解即係佢唔會輕易咧放走曬呢啲工人，啲廉價勞工。
So then the locust came.
啊，跟住咧蝗蟲嚟啦。
Devastating everything.
啊，將所有嘢咧都破壞曬。
And Moses still, I mean, Pharaoh still would not let them go.
咁啊，法老咧依然唔肯放人。
So in chapter 10 of Exodus, verse 21.
咁咧喺出埃及記第十章嘅廿一節。
Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand toward heaven."
耶和華對摩西講：你向天伸杖。
And there will be total darkness over all the land of Egypt.
使埃及咧遍地黑暗。
And they could not see one another.
黑暗到咧，似乎
Nor did anyone rise from his house for 3 days.
冇人夠膽咧離開屋企啊，三日咁耐。
But all the people of Israel had light where they lived.
但係以色列人住嘅地方咧就有亮光啦。
Then Moses called Pharaoh and said, "Go serve the Lord."
咁啊，法老咧就見摩西啦，你哋去侍奉耶和華啦。
And your little ones, they can go with you.
你孩子都可以去。
But let your herds and your cattle stay behind.
但係你啲羊群牛群咧要留下。
Moses said, "No, I've got to have the cattle with me."
摩西就話唔得，我一定要帶埋啲牛羊去嘅。
So Pharaoh grew angry and his heart was hardened yet again.
咁啊，但係法老咧就發惡啦，佢啊心更加硬起上嚟。
Chapter 10, verse
28. 咁第十章廿八節。
Then Pharaoh said to Moses, "Get away from me."
法老對摩西講：你離開我去吧。
Take care that you never see my face again.
你要小心，唔可以以後再見我嘅面。
For on the day you see my face, you will die.
因為你再見我面嗰日咧，你就必死。
And Moses said, "As you say."
摩西咧就若無其事咁啊，好啊，講得啱啊。
You're the king.
你係皇帝，你想點都得啊。
He wasn't that crazy about looking at his face anyway.
佢都唔，摩西都唔係咁緊張，咁想再見呢個法老王嘅啫。
Chapter 11.
十一章。
The Lord said to Moses.
耶和華對摩西講。
Yet one more plague I will bring upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt.
我咧會再次一樣嘅災殃臨到法老同埋埃及。
And afterward he will let you go from here.
然後佢必容你們離開這地。
And when he lets you go, he will drive you out completely.
當佢容你哋去嘅時候咧，總要催逼你哋從這地出去。
So Moses said to Pharaoh.
咁摩西就對法老講。
Thus says the Lord.
耶和華係咁講啊。
About midnight, I will go out in the midst of Egypt.
喺半夜咧，我就出去巡行埃及遍地。
And every firstborn in the land of Egypt will die.
所有頭生嘅喺埃及地裏邊嘅都會死。
From the firstborn of Pharaoh who sits on his throne,
由坐在寶座嘅法老王嘅子女
even to the firstborn of the girl who sits behind the handmill,
到坐喺磨子後嘅婢女佢所生嘅頭生嘅
and all the firstborn of the cattle,
所有牲畜中長頭生嘅都會死
that they may know the Lord makes a distinction between Egypt and Israel.
等佢哋知道咧，神咧系对埃及同埋对以色列咧嘅处理系完全唔同嘅。
And Moses said to Pharaoh.
咁摩西咧对法老讲。
And all the Egyptians shall come and bow down to me.
所有啲埃及人咧会出嚟，向我俯伏。
Saying, "Get out."
讲求你出去啦。
You and all the people that follow you.
你同埋跟從你啲百姓都出去。
And after that, I will go out.
然後咧，我就會出去，我先至會走。
And Moses went out from Pharaoh in hot anger.
摩西咧離開法老嘅時候咧，就氣憤憤嘅。
Then, Then the Lord said to Moses, Pharaoh will not listen to you.
但是呢, 耶和華再跟摩西說, 即使是這樣, 法老都不會聽你說的,
that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt.
讓我呢, 在埃及的神蹟奇事呢, 會增多。
Now at this point, before the death angel came,
在滅命的天使來之前呢, 在這個時間,
the Lord gave clear and detailed instructions to Moses.
神呢, 摩西的一個清楚的指示,
he instructed Moses about a yearly memorial celebration that the people of Israel would observe throughout their history.
想提醒摩西教他世世代代在以色列人當中都會做一個紀念的儀式,
it would be called Passover,
這個叫做逾越節,
because death would pass over the people of Israel.
因為死亡的天使會越過以色列人,
and that is to until this day within the Jewish community they still observe Passover.
直到今時今日咧，喺猶太嘅社區裏邊咧，佢哋都係恪守呢個逾越節。
And then the Lord told Moses, "You're to kill a young lamb."
然後神咧就對摩西講，你要殺一隻羊羔。
A lamb without blemish.
一個冇殘疾嘅羊羔。
And roast the meat.
就係燒煮熟佢嘅肉。
And you will take the blood from the lamb,
然後將羊羔的血拿出來,
and you will smear the blood on the doorpost and on the lintel above the door.
然後將那些血擦在門楣那裡,門邊那裡,
so that he would know the houses of Israel by seeing the blood on the doorpost and on the lintel.
他見到門楣門框上的血,他就知道,認到這就是以色列的家了。
And when the death angel came, it would pass over the houses where the Israelites were.
當滅命的天使來到呢,他就會越過以色列的家門。
And this celebration, they would observe in a certain way.
這個節期呢,他們要守,是用一個特別的方式去守的。
In chapter 12, you will have your belt fastened.
12章呢,就說呢,你要束著腰,
you have sandals on your feet.
你腳穿著鞋,
you'll have your staff in your hand.
你手拿着杖,
and you will eat it in a hurry.
你会赶紧地吃,
because God knew Pharaoh and the Egyptians would quickly drive them out of the land.
因为呢,这个法老和他的军队呢,会很快赶你们离开埃及。
And that night at midnight, all the firstborn died.
在当晚的半夜,所有头生的都死了。
And there in chapter 12, verse 30, and Pharaoh rose up in the night.
12章第30節說,法老和一切的臣僕夜間起來,
he and all his servants and all the Egyptians,
法老和一切的臣僕,所有埃及的眾人,
and there was a great cry in Egypt,
在埃及有大哀號,
for there was not a house where someone had not died,
沒有一家不死一個人的。
And then he summoned Moses. I imagine Pharaoh was in deep grief himself because his own son, his own firstborn, was dead.
夜間法老就起來, 我相信法老很傷心, 因為他自己親生的長子都死了。
So Pharaoh summoned Moses.
法老就叫了摩西來。
In the middle of the night, he summoned Moses.
半夜三更叫摩西來。
And he said, up, go out from among my people.
他說你起來吧,帶以色列人離開,從我民中出去。
Both you and the people of Israel,
你和你的以色列人都要走。
And go serve the Lord as you have said.
你要侍奉耶和華吧,依你們所說的。
And take your flocks and your herds,
連羊群牛群都帶走了。
As you have said, and be gone.
正如依照你們所說,快點走。
And bless me also.
並要為我祝福。
Now the Lord had given detailed instructions about this Passover meal.
神就是對於他們怎樣吃這個逾越節的晚餐有詳細的教導。
Back in the first verse of chapter 12,
在12章第1節已經開始講了。
The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt,
耶和華在埃及曉喻摩西亞倫說,
this month shall be for you the beginning of months.
你們要以本月為正月,為一年之首。
It shall be the first month of the year for you.
是全年的第一個月。
Like Chinese New Year.
好像我們慶祝農曆年一樣。
This day shall be for you a memorial day.
這個呢, 就是你們一年要紀念的日子。
That's a day when you remember.
就係一個你要記實嘅日子。
And you shall keep it as a feast of the feast to the Lord throughout all your generations.
你哋世世代代咧係為耶和華守節。
Forever you will keep it as a feast.
係永永遠遠係作為一個節期。
And when your children say to you, "What do you mean by this service?"
啊，咁當你哋兒女咧問起，問起這是什麼？這個禮係咩意思咧？
You shall say it is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover.
你要話對佢哋講，呢個係獻給耶和華逾越節嘅祭。
For he passed over the houses of the people of Israel.
因為咧佢越過咗以色列人嘅家。
When he struck the Egyptians, but spared our houses.
當佢擊殺埃及人嘅時候咧，佢係避免咗我哋嘅家。
And the people bowed their head and worshipped.
於是咧百姓就低頭下拜。
So the Passover was a memorial meal.
所以逾越節嘅餐咧係一個紀念性嘅餐。
When they were to remember God's deliverance from slavery and His deliverance from death.
亦都紀念咧神咧拯救佢哋離開呢個為奴之家，亦都拯救佢哋離開死亡。
And this they observed for 1,200 years.
咁係呢個1,200年以嚟咧，佢哋一直都係守住呢個節期。
Until Jesus came,
直至耶稣基督降生，
and then the Jews continued even to this day to observe that celebration.
但今時今日嘅猶太人咧，依然係守住呢個節期嘅。
But Jesus was to give it a new meaning.
但係耶穌嚟到咧，就將呢個節期咧帶嚟一個新嘅意義。
Jesus was to take over the Passover celebration.
耶穌咧就係完全取代咗咧嗰個逾越節嘅慶祝。
Jesus was going to give it a new direction and a new structure.
耶稣咧就俾呢个节期咧一个新嘅方向，一个新嘅结构。
Just before Jesus was betrayed and tried and beaten with a whip and crucified.
耶稣未曾受苦啊，未曾被拉，未曾被鞭打，未曾被钉嘅时候。
The last time he was with his followers.Before he was crucified,
佢喺上十字架之前咧，同佢嘅信門徒咧一同。
They were celebrating Passover.
佢哋都係守緊逾越節。
They were observing this celebration.
佢哋咧守緊呢個節期，呢個慶典。
So Jesus took a tradition that reached back for 1,200 years, and he gave it a new focus and a new meaning.
所以耶穌咧就將呢個1,200年嚟咁古舊嘅節期咧，係帶嚟一個新嘅意義。
What Jesus said, you're to do this in remembrance of me.
耶稣就话你哋守呢个节期咧，系为咗要纪念我。
And Luke 22, when the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table.
路加福音22章咧就话时候到了，耶稣坐席，使徒也与和他同坐。
And he said to them, I've eagerly desired to eat this meal with you.
耶稣对佢哋讲咧，我想和你哋吃这逾越节嘅筵席。
Before I suffer,
我受苦之前
for I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God.
因為我告訴你們，我不再吃這筵席，直到成就在神的國裡。
And so after taking the cup, he gave thanks and he said, "Take and divide this among you."
所以耶穌接過杯來，祝謝了，說：你們拿這個，大家分著喝。
And he took bread and he gave thanks and he broke it.
他又拿起饼来祝借了就擘开。
And he gave it to them saying, "This is my body."
递给他们说这是我的身体。
Given for you.
为你们舍的。
Do this in remembrance of me.
你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
In remembrance of me.
是为的是纪念我。
And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood poured out for you."
饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我血所立的新约，是为你们流出来的。
And the apostle Paul would write in giving instructions about this meal.
使徒保罗咧，亦都系为呢个特别嘅筵席咧写下啲指示。
In 1 Corinthians.
喺哥林德前书里边。
For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you.
我当日传给你们的，原是从主所领受的。
The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread.
就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来。
And when he'd given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you."
祝谢了就擘开，说这是我的身体，为你们舍的。
Do this in remembrance of me.
你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood."
饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我血所立的新约。
Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.
你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。
For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
因为你每逢喝这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死的，等到他来。
So when we observe this celebration,
当我们呢是守这个主餐礼的时候，
we're to remember him.
我们纪念耶稣基督。
And we're also proclaiming his death.
我们是表明主的死。
We're proclaiming what he did for us.
我们是表明他为我们所做的一切。
When we remember this observance, it is about his death.
我们记得我们这个庆典是为了纪念他的死。
It's about his crucifixion.
是他上十字架被钉。
His broken body and his spilled blood.
他们破碎的身体。他所流的血，
and his blood was poured out for the forgiveness of sins.
他的血流出来是为了我们罪得赦免，
sins,
我们的罪。
Our sins, not his.
我们的罪不是耶稣的罪。
When they lashed him with the whip, the stripes across his back where the blood oozed out.
当他受鞭打，他的肉破开，他的背脊受伤的时候，血就涌流出来。
The Bible says, "By his stripes we are healed."
圣经里边话，他所受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
When they drove the spikes into his hands and into his feet,
当他们将钉呢钉穿他的手同埋脚嘅时候，
when they pressed the crown of thorns upon his head and the blood came down his brow,
当他们将荆棘嘅冠压喺佢头上面，嗰啲血咧就从头顶流出嚟。
When they stuck the spear into his side,
当他用长枪刺穿佢嘅肋旁，
his blood,
佢嘅血。
And this was not for any sin that he did, but for our sin.
他所受忍受的不是为了他自己犯的任何罪，而是为了我们的罪。
In Isaiah 53,
以赛亚书53章，
Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows.
他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
He was wounded for our sins.
他为我们的过犯受害。
He was bruised for our sins.
为我们的罪业压伤。
Upon him was the punishment that makes us whole.
因他受的刑罚，我们得平安。
And with his stripes on his back, from the whip, we are healed.
他背上面所受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
All we like sheep have gone astray.
我们都羊走迷，各人偏行己路。
We have turned everyone to our own way.
我们每人都行自己认为对的路。
And the Lord has laid on him the sins of us all.
但是耶和华将我们众人的罪业都归在他身上。
And then Paul goes on in 1 Corinthians to say,
然后使徒保罗在哥林多前书里面继续说，
So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner,
所以无论何人不按你吃主的饼喝主的杯，
will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord.
就是干犯主的身体的血。
So it's a serious business that we are about when we observe this meal.
所以我们守这个主餐的时候是很严肃的。
Paul says everyone ought to examine themselves,
保罗说我人应该自己省察，
before they eat of the bread or drink of the cup,
然后吃这饼喝这杯，
to bear our hearts before the Lord and make sure there's no sin that we need to confess.
我们要在神面前打开我们的心，去抄清楚我们有没有罪，有罪就要认晒它。
And Paul says, for those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ,
使徒保罗说，人吃喝如果不分辨是主的身体，
eat and drink judgment upon themselves.
就是吃喝自己的罪。
So discerning is a mental exercise.
分辨呢是一个脑筋的运动。
It means we're to think about what Jesus did.
我们要想清楚耶稣做了什么。
We're to think about his suffering on the cross.
我们要思想着他在十字架上受的苦。
We're to think about his blood that was spilled.
我们要想起他所流的血。
And think about his body that was broken.
想起他为我们擘开的身体。
So we're to remember him.
我们是要纪念他。
And we're to think of Jesus on the cross.
当我们想起在十字架上的耶稣。
So what Jesus did was to take a memorial supper and apply to it a whole new meaning and focus.
所以耶稣咧将一个古老嘅仪式，一个节期咧，俾一个重新嘅、全新嘅意义。
There are some similarities.
咁其实有啲相似嘅地方。
The Passover was a memorial, a remembrance supper.
逾越节咧系一个纪念性嘅筵席。
Of their deliverance from death in Egypt.
纪念佢哋咧从埃及地窿中咧，从死亡中被拯救出嚟。
And Jesus changed that into a memorial supper.
耶稣咧将佢转过嚟，作为都系一个纪念性嘅筵席。
When we are to remember how He delivered us from spiritual death.
我哋纪念耶稣点样从属灵嘅死亡中拯救我哋。
By His death on the cross.
透过佢喺十字架上面嘅牺牲。
So there was God's act in Egypt.
所以我哋睇到神喺埃及嘅作为。
Delivering them from death.
拯救佢哋离开死亡。
And Jesus delivers us from eternal death.
耶稣咧就系拯救我哋脱离永远嘅死亡。
They were delivered from slavery.
以色列人喺埃及咧被为奴，从为奴之家拯救出嚟。
And Jesus said, "He who sins is a slave to sin."
耶稣话。在所有犯罪的就是罪的奴隶奴仆。
So Jesus, who has power over sin, delivers us from our bondage to sin.
所以呢耶稣呢也透过他胜过死亡的能力拯救我们离开罪的奴役。
The blood was assigned to the death angel.
那血呢就是一个象征给死亡天使看得到。
And Jesus took the cup as the symbol of His blood that would be spilled for us.
耶稣拿起杯咧，就系象征住佢为我哋所流嘅血。
And the lamb that was slain and sacrificed.
嗰个被牺牲嘅羊羔，被杀嘅羊羔。
When John introduced Jesus, John the Baptist introduced Jesus. He said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
施浸约翰咧向人介绍耶稣嗰阵时咧，都系话看啊，神嘅羔羊。
And just as the sacrificial lamb.Takes away sin.
正如咧被献祭赎罪嘅羊羔，除去人嘅罪。
Jesus as the Lamb of God takes away the sin of the world.
耶稣咧成为嗰个神嘅羔羊，除去世人嘅罪。
And Jesus took the symbol of the bread.
耶稣咧就攞起即系象征性嘅饼。
The bread was unleavened because they were in a hurry.
系一个无酵饼啊，因为佢哋赶唔切发酵嗰啲饼啊，因为好赶急。
But Jesus chose bread.To represent His body that was broken for us.
所以耶稣就用呢个无酵饼嚟象征佢被擘开嘅身体。
So as we observe this Lord's Supper,
当我哋咧系守住呢个主餐礼嘅时候
，Let us remember Jesus.
让我哋记起耶稣
，Who died for us to save us from our sins.
佢哋为咗我哋嘅罪系去牺牲。
And let us remember Him and worship Him.
让我哋纪念佢，敬拜佢。